This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
But first up, if you head down to Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, you might see a colossal gaping hole. It's the site of the Victorian Pride Centre, where excavation finished this week and the Love Crane has been erected. The Informer spoke to Stuart Colemorgan, OAM, Acting Chair of the Pride Centre, to find out more.
We're here in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, and I'm looking at a massive excavation. It's how many metres down are you going?
We're going 4.5 metres down at the Jackson Street end and 3.5 metres down at the Fitzroy Street end. And it's a really very large site, so the floor plate of the building will be just as big.
How long will excavation go on?
We're almost bottoming out the excavation, which is the phrase we like. And you've seen there's a crane in the air, which is now able to come on site because we've reached that point.
Does the crane have a name?
The crane has a name. Following a lot of community discussion, there was a vote, and Love is in the air. So the name of the crane is Love.
Right. Is construction on schedule?
Construction is on schedule. Like any site, we've had some delays and some issues, but the team here, Hanson Youngkin's, really working through those, and we've got back on track.
So what are the next stages in the construction?
I believe we've got slab laying and concrete spraying next.
We'll start to see the building itself start to rise.
Yeah, early next year. It's going to be four stories up from where we are, but first we've obviously got to build the basement and the car entry to the basement. Looking at the site, it is pretty amazing, the volume of work. What's interesting and a little bit intimidating for us is we're going to be up and running late next year. So we right now need to be thinking, as well as the hard stuff with the construction, the soft skills and all of the events. So we've actually put together an activation team who are thinking about activating both our site and how the street will work with our site. Our next fundraising event is on the 31st of October, and the City of Stonington are proudly hosting a fundraiser for us. That money is going to the building, so really it's going straight into the money that's required to complete this amazing design.
So if you want to attend the fundraiser on Halloween, how do you get tickets?
Well, they're available through the City of Stonington, so probably the easiest way is just to put Night of Pride into your web browser, and you'll then get information about the Stonington Night of Pride event, which is on the 31st of October.
That was Stuart Colemorgan, the Acting Chair of the Pride Centre, speaking to Aaron Potts. This is The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.